question from Keshav Prabhu. Does soul have shape? If it is fixed size, then what shape is it? Gita said that this, for the soul is like a body with cloth over it. Upanishads say it has a fixed size. If we take it as correct, then in human body, soul must have two hands and two legs, and in body of fish, it must be without hand and legs. Does it mean that soul is formless, that it changes shape as per given body? Answer: the soul has a original form in the spiritual world, that is the Swarupa, and that will depend on whatever is the particular relationship of that soul with Krishna. So it may be a gopa, a gopi, a cow, or in Vaikuntha it may be a four-armed associate of Lord Vishnu. So all of us in the spiritual world have an original Swarupa. That is the original form of the soul. Now when the soul comes to the material world, the soul becomes a seed. Kesha krishita bhagasya shitadha kalpitasya cha. The Upanishads describe that the soul takes an infinitesimally small form, 1/10,000 the tip of a hair. This dimension indicates primarily how the soul is extremely small. So as of now, in all bodies, whichever be the living entity, whichever be the body that is being occupied, whether a fish or dog or human, the soul remains the size of a very, very tiny microscopic particle. It's the bija. It's in the form of a seed right now. So the soul doesn't change the form from body to body. Every analogy that is given is for a particular purpose. There is a question answer on this website about stretching the analogy. Now, if we take any analogy beyond the purpose for which it is intended, then we misunderstand the whole concept that is being communicated. So if we look at the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, where this verse about cloth and body comparison comes in 2.22, vasamsi jirnani yatha vihaya navani grihinati naro parani tatha sharirani vihaya jirnani anyani sanyati navani dehi. So there Lord Krishna describes that in this section the emphasis is that the body is temporary and the soul is eternal, and they have a relationship that is also transitory, and it is that relationship that is emphasized, that the transitory nature of the body and the transitory nature of the soul with the body is emphasized through the comparison of the body with the clothes. So the verses before that and after that, the verse after that is nainam chindanti shastrani nainam dahati pavakaha. The soul is not destroyed by any weapons or fire or anything like that. The verse before that talks about how one who thinks that the soul is destroyed is in ignorance. So this verse context very clearly indicates that the purpose of the comparison is not to indicate that the soul changes the form, but rather the soul's relationship with the body is transitory and the body is superficial to the person, just as the dress is super external to us. So the soul in all species has a bija rupa, and the soul gets a particular body according to the karma. But in that same section, the soul is also described to be avikaryo yamuchyate avikari. Vikara here means transformation. The soul undergoes no transformations. It is beyond the six changes that characterize the body: creation, growth, reproduction, maintenance, deterioration, destruction. So that's why from body to body, the soul's shape does not change. The soul always remains in a bija rupa. And only when the soul becomes purified and liberated from material existence and returns to the spiritual world, then the swarupa is revived. Till then, in the material existence, soul remains in a bija rupa. Thank you.